a man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
How big's this game, Goo?
Bigger than the Tom Hanks movie. Yeah, that's how big this game is. You cannot, my friend, good morning, go 0-3 in the division. You just can't.
Well, how about this? I got to do you one better.
Yeah.
Evan said they lose tomorrow.
Evan they're with 0-1, the fresh haircut.
They're 0-4 in the conference.
Yeah, that, man.
Yeah.
And we'll revisit some Niner history to where they've gotten off to bad starts and where they ended up. It's kind of interesting.
All right.
But, Bonte, we do a BS&G reunion every time he leaves and we come in. And I got to tell you, kind of told on you. I was thinking we were ready to go, and then he said you kind of came in. I wasn't in.
But
you kind of were, you know, you didn't. How you feeling? Like, come on, man. I thought we was good.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
We're ready. We're ready. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. That's my version of the commercial.
All right. So give me those numbers you were showing to me earlier before the show on how the 49ers have started a couple seasons in the past.
2019.
Okay.
They started out 5-0, ended up 13-3, went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Chiefs. 2020, we remember that year, the COVID year.
All right.
They started the same, 2-3, but Steiny ended up 6-10.
Okay.
Okay, so no playoffs there. 2021, 2-3 start again, got get back, ended 10-7, lost to the Rams in the NFC Championship game, up 10. And then obviously 2022, Steiny, they were 3-2, went on to be 13-4. So I just thought that was interesting that one of the 2 years where they got off to the same 2-3 start, they were able to propel themselves to the NFC Championship game. What worries me about the Niners is the Red Cross, Donnie, is the health. Because if nobody's coming through that door named Greenlaw or Robert Saleh, if this is what you're telling me the Niners defense is going to be, then the offense has to be ultra prolific. And through five games, it has not been, especially in the red zone.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to have Ben Solak, ESPN. He's going to join us at 10:50. He's a senior NFL analyst for ESPN.
Ben.
He's going to join us at 10:50 today. But the question I have for 49er fans is, we've seen this team get off to slow starts in the past, and they've been able to make up for it. But does this season feel different? Does this season feel like it's going to be harder to accomplish that? They're 2-3 now. What are the goals of this team? It's obviously still to make the playoffs. If they win tomorrow, they're 3-3, and they'll be tied for first in the NFC West. But my question is, does it feel like they have bigger problems than they have in the past, and will they be able to overcome them? I was thinking about this today. Who are you blaming this season on right now? What's the biggest reason they're 2-3?
Attrition. And it's what you have been preaching, and I mean this, Donnie, all off season about, you know, how far you go, how long you go, it does matter. And I will not give in and say this is a Super Bowl hangover, but it's obvious that Christian McCaffrey has not been able to go because of his previous workload, because of what went into last season. So I start there. I start with the disease of me, with Ayuk and Trent Williams, but also Greenlaw. That started in the Super Bowl, that loss. So you felt the brunt of that loss in a game that you could have won maybe if he stayed upright. He didn't. All in all, to hear Brian Baldinger join the Roche yesterday and call a team that wears the red and gold, who mastered to me and performed on Sundays and Monday nights the art of gang tackling and speed everywhere, to say they look slow through five games, Steiny, I'm blaming it on attrition. Like it's just catching up to them. What this so is that this a, great run, the four straight NFC
that
championship
sounds like a
games.
Super Bowl hangover. Is it the same thing or is it a little different?
Well, I'm saying attrition because now you're without the services of two guys. A hangover is when we're all here, we're just kind of, you know, going through it a little lazy. But two guys, two big guys are not there. So that's why I don't want to say hangover. That's why I go to attrition. Attrition is why Greenlaw is not available yet and why we don't know what's going on with McCaffrey. So that's why I go to attrition more so than a hangover.
Yeah, my thing is the guys who are here have to play better.
Can they? Like, who's on that list?
You ready?
Yeah.
I have them written down.
Oh, okay.
Trent Williams.
I'm not
Trent
mad at
Williams.
You. Okay.
Needs to play better. Nick Bosa needs to play better. Brandon Ayuk needs to play better. Debo Samuel needs to play better. And then I'm going to throw this guy in there. Kyle Shanahan needs to coach better.
Okay.
And so does Nick Sorensen. There you go. Trying to think who else.
The whole secondary, you know?
That's true.
I mean, this team doesn't even have an interception through five games. Just think about that. They don't even got a pick.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. They don't even got a pick.
That's not ringing a bell for some reason. I don't know why.
Just think about that.
That stat, Guru, is exactly why I'm not worried about the Niners right now. They are one loss better than what they finished last year. There have been teams that have been better records to start the season. I see what he's saying. He's saying that they're more likely to get hot.
Okay. Well, they got time. They've done it before. But let's be honest, Donnie, they're not losing to the Chiefs, who they play in a couple weeks. They're losing to the downtrodden teams. I mean, Arizona got their ass whooped before they came here. They got shellacked. And then they got off the mat, and it looked like JV versus varsity in the second half in regard to the Arizona running attack. And what about the Rams? They can't, you know what I mean? They were without damn near everybody and found a way to beat you.
Yeah.
So, you know, tomorrow's everything in regard to what you just said. And Evan's point, they have not beat an NFC team yet.
No, not yet. Oh, we got Bruce. We got Bruce in San Jose. He wants to put a rat on the table after 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Get us started. Bruce in San Jose wants to put a rat on the table right off the bat. What's going on, Bruce?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Oh, man, you guys are the best. My second favorite part of the show is actually the crossover when you guys are able to challenge those losers from the afternoon show. But anyways,
hey, those are our brothers. Yeah, those are our brothers. Yeah.
I know. Hey, hey, wait. We're all family here. Right? Yeah. We can do a little jib and jab here. It's all family in the end.
Definitely winning on my bingo card.
Ever since Robert Saleh has left, the defense coaching staff has been in shambles, and for some reason Shanahan doesn't know how to manage that. I don't think we can bring Robert back this year, but the rat on the table, Shanahan doesn't know how to manage his coaches. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, that's a pretty big rat early.
Well, it was week six when people in the next, Stoney, the secondary, I was correct, doesn't have a pick, but Warner and Bosa have an interception, but the secondary doesn't have one. So
you were specific.
But week six is when people turn that Monday night game against Minnesota, the all-out blitz right before the half. And, you know, that touchdown when the long bomb was completed for a TD. My point is, are five games too soon for you? Is that too short a sample size
for
the Sorensen is not doing a good job, people?
Yeah.
And what bothers me about that is the eyes in the sky were Staley. I thought he was going to be the overseer in case the defense took a step back or it took a little while. But I will say this, what's the difference in the Steve Wilks portfolio in regard to Heat? Shout out Pat Riley and getting the court named after you. The Heat that came down Wilks' way as opposed to Sorensen, I don't hear a lot of Heat towards him.
Yeah, see, I do.
You do?
I do. I mean, yesterday, Saleh
gets... I don't
feel
like we're taking calls.
Yesterday,
like,
Saleh gets fired defense, and everybody wants him to hire.
It's about... But last year, wasn't it players? It was Wilks. And maybe it's just me. Like, they were calling in for Wilks, not the players. This time, it seems to be about the players and not the guy in the maestro who conducts it.
888-957-9570. The Niners are 2-3, ladies and gentlemen.